In the run-up to the election, we're looking at Senate races across the country. This week, we check in on an open Senate seat in Kansas. That's where Democratic State Senator Barbara Beaulieu and Republican Congressman Roger Marshall are facing off. Jim McLean is chief political reporter at the Kansas News Service out of KCUR. He's in Topeka. Hi, Jim.
Hey, hi, Jeremy. Good to talk to you again.
Good to have you back. And the seat is open after Republican Pat Roberts said he would not seek re-election. And let's talk about the candidates. Democrat Barbara Beaulieu left the Republican Party in 2018. She said after then Republican Governor Sam Brownback's very controversial tax cuts that led to big cuts across the state. Here's a recent ad from Beaulieu.
As the party turned its back on Kansas values, I turned away from that party and became a pragmatic Democrat. But the truth is, as a doctor, I've never really been about partisan labels, just problem solving. And we need more of that right now.
What more can you tell us about Barbara Beaulieu?
Well, to start with, Jeremy, she's a physician, as is Marshall. She's a retired anesthesiologist. And she, as you mentioned, and as you the clip pretty much reveals, she was a member of the Kansas State Legislature for several years, being elected year after year as a moderate Republican, when moderate Republicans, frankly, held sway at the State House. And then, as you pointed out, she left the Republican Party after the 2018 election, became a Democrat, and is now the Democratic nominee for the U.S. Senate. And she's trying very hard at every turn, as you heard in that campaign commercial, to present herself to Kansas voters as a pragmatic person, a moderate, a voice, an independent voice who can work across the aisle. And interestingly, her first two ads of the general election cycle feature Republicans talking about why they're going to vote for her.
Does she talk about Trump at all? Does she criticize him?
She really doesn't, not very overtly. Privately, of course, she does. And she was very outspoken about former Governor Sam Brownback and the tax cuts that led to essentially a lot of financial difficulty in Kansas and were eventually repealed. Beaulieu among those voting to repeal them. But so far in the campaign, she has not targeted President Trump. Of course, President Trump carried Kansas by almost 20 points and still leads even now over Biden by about 12 points.
The Republican is Congressman Roger Marshall. You spoke with him this week and asked him if he felt there was systemic institutional racism in the United States, if that's a problem. Here's his answer.
I do not see that in Kansas. Come to my house at night for dinner and you'll see there's not systemic racism in the Marshall household. But regardless, do I see problems in Wyandotte County in Kansas that I don't think that those kids are getting the education that they need and deserve? Is there opportunity for improvement? Absolutely. Are there some bad police officers out there? Yes, but I also believe that 99% of police officers are great people, that these are the people that I grew up with. The people.
What should we know about Roger Marshall and what has his record been?
Well, just picking up on that audio clip, Roger Marshall grew up in a small town near Wichita, where his dad was the chief of police. And so that's why he makes that reference to the people he grew up with. He's been an obstetrician in western Kansas, in Great Bend, Kansas, for many, many years. Ran for Congress 4 years ago and defeated a guy named Tim Huelskamp, who was kind of a Freedom Caucus rabble-rouser. And Marshall beat him, somewhat posturing himself as a moderate, which means when the Senate campaign, particularly the primary, running against former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, who was very much a conservative, Marshall had to play down, rather kind of counter the narrative that he was a moderate Republican, and talked a lot about how in the House he votes 98% of the time with President Trump. So he's had to really play up his fidelity to President Trump, both in the primary and so far in the general.
Does he have much of a relationship with the president at this point? You mentioned that primary. A lot of people thought that if Kobach had won, it would have been a very difficult race for the Republicans to win.
Exactly. Kobach, of course, was endorsed by President Trump when he ran for governor in 2018, losing that race to Democrat Laura Kelly, which is why many Republicans were nervous about nominating him for this Senate seat, which they've held since 1932 in Kansas. And so they were nervous about nominating Kobach. Kobach, of course, had a relationship with President Trump, probably still does. But the president did not endorse in the Senate primary, and Mitch McConnell and others worked very hard to keep him from doing that. Marshall claims to have a relationship with the president, and of course, in all of his campaign ads, they're pictured side by side.
So let's get to the big question, what might happen in the Senate race? The polls seem like they're pretty close.
Yeah, we had a poll August 12th, a Survey USA poll that was a good poll, robust poll, 3.3% margin of error. that showed the race statistically tied. Marshall 47%, Beaulieu 45%. And some very interesting information when you tab through it. You know, a lot of political scientists will argue there's no such thing as an independent voter. They either lean Republican or lean Democrats. And those left-leaning or Republican-leaning or Democrat-leaning voters do tend to stick with either Marshall or Beaulieu, depending on whether they're Republicans or Democrats. But the poll says true right down the middle independents, Beaulieu leads among that group 62% to 18%. So 44-point lead in that independent voting group, which could be a key to this race if it's really that close.
That is Jim McLean, chief political reporter at the Kansas News Service out of KCUR. Jim, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.